was no element, no ulterior motive. So he says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Sheva Bilis Balis Roshe Bisishok, Shinema Bilalo, Kora Nofal Shok, Vokomisanye Bibila Delay, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kultivoson Shal Rishoy Meino El Royal Sadiki, Shinema Rishom Lochomidabem Yakov Mitiv Avra, Bishlem Rashapia, Elatev Amailoi, Elav Shmaman Lotivos Roy Shman, Tribinishalon. Warned Lavan that he shouldn't say anything to Yaakov, not even good things. What's wrong with good things? He'll compliment Yaakov. So, because Tovoson shall show him Roy's a Sadiq. A real Sadiq doesn't enjoy compliment. So, Mele by Yoel, she had no annoy from this new sweet sister. So, this is the Kashi. What does Gemara say? For Misanye Mavera. So what if Misanye? But it's she is. But it's Yave Val Yorek, because the Niveles is not Mechuyeves to Misanefesh herself. V'nei Named Likoshele Tehorg Leitaver Kedam Nunen Shile Pirig Menzei Omer De'esta Kaka Yomo Yisom Likol Mokim Lomo Mishapcho Hakosuf, vali yinenes min aveir. So the Gemara's kashi is not nisayin aveir and memele. How was she allowed to do it? She was allowed to do it because of sakonis sefoshes, of klal yisrael. But the pasuk mishabeach, all right, she's allowed to do it, but she shouldn't be mishabeach. The pasuk mishabeach, she's, in other words, it's not only that she cannot be blamed. When the pasuk mishabeach doesn't mean that she cannot be blamed. Cannot be blamed. What could she do? My avil never. But you don't have to be mishabeach. Let's say if somebody is manis and aram os, now is as a davar. Even an hour chesh mitzmol, you are commission or you are tzochi and vase. But you don't have to be mishabeach in aram os or that was raped. It's not a fault. But Ravon, she's not a chitas, she's not even mechuyeves to do tshuve, everything. But mishabeach, why mishabeach? What did she do? She did a mitzvah. She's not a chitas, but she didn't do a mitzvah. So the question is, here the pasuk is mishabeach. Yoel, after all, she did an act that is sinful. But under those circumstances, she had to do it. But it was something that is not, the act was not a glorious act. She had to do it. So sometimes a person has to do, you know, under special circumstances, something that is very excruciating, that is painful. He had to do it. We have to be matzal klal Yisrael. But it's still, it's an excruciating act. So why is the pasuk mishabeach? So it says, if she enjoyed it, some male couldn't be mishabeach. So the Gemara says she didn't enjoy it. The reason is why the pasuk mishabeach, because it involved excruciating pain for her. Why? Because tivoson shel rishoyim izroi sal sadik. So the way Yoel felt, it involved great pain. So what's the pshat? The pshat is this, so the Meshiv Dover has a tshuva, and it's Siv. A tshuva yutes, I think. So he says, he discussed, he mentions it in connection with Machlekes. Machlekes, Sheikhet, right? So, and the Nitziv did not like Machlekes. Even Machlekes Lishu Shemayim, he didn't appreciate it. So he mentions the Gemara Idaf Ein Tes in Vobasre, Boyu Becheshbe. The Gemara Vobasre made it. Thank you. sein Chesam ist Beis. Oma Rav Shmuel ben Nachman Oma Yechel. Meidich sie, weil kein Jemu Hameishlin. Hameishlin Eilu Hameishlin bei Yitzchom. Beu Cheshbein. Beu Nechashiv Cheshbein ish Alaylam. Hefzed Mitzvah kineged Zchor. Uschar Aver kineged Hefzed. Tibone Vitikin. So the question is, the Nitziv asked, "Il ha'meishlim b'yitzchom beyo cheshbin beyo nechashiv cheshbin ishalim." So superficially, it appears very strange. Beyo nechashiv ishalim. So let's say somebody has an opportunity to eat nevela treifim mechal Shabbos. So he tells him, "Be mechashiv cheshbin ishalim." Yeah, scha. Hefset mitzvah kineged zchor, scha aver kineged zchor. What kind of cheshbein this is? He has to be a big accountant to figure out that the hefset aver kineged zchor aver. I mean, how do we understand it? Cheshbein is a big cheshbein. You have to be very sophisticated and very smart to figure out that it's not. It doesn't pay to do an aver. It's a very simple thing. And if he has any Yoshamay, some melee, he'll run away from an aver. It's not so poshut. So the Nitziv says, here he doesn't have reference to obvious averes. Obvious averes. So, Boyu Nechashiv, Cheshbeini Shalelam, Hefzet. Have said mitzvah kineged zchoros haravir kineged efseder. It's nothing to be chash. You have to run away like from a fire, not there. But here it is reference to averes lishmo. Sometimes he mentions that we got a machlekes. He says, "Gabi averes lishmo." You know, when you make a machlekes and you talk lashon hara and you do this and you do that. Sometimes you have to do it. You have to. Sometimes there is such a situation. You have to be miskated. It's a pleasant thing. It's an aver. Ktot is an aver. It's not a nice, glorious act. Ktot. But sometimes you have to do an act that in itself is not a nice thing. In itself is not a nice thing, because of special circumstances, you have to do it. You have to do it. Habol hog hashkim hog. Is that a nice thing to kill? You see, we have all kinds. Yochlatzil bechem nivov. But under the best of circumstances, it's a most excruciating act. It's a very painful act. So when somebody kills a redev, so he enjoys it. It's Yaakov Avinu. He prepared himself. So vayiro Yaakov vayitza, vayiro shemo yorek, vayitza shemo yarek achir. But why achim? What he? That was al pedin. He would be a chayte if he didn't do it, because abol hoga hashkem vahoge. But still, he was tormented by the fact that he'll be forced to kill some of Esau's men. So that's aver lishmo. It doesn't mean chas v'sholem aver lishmo. Dil aver lishmo, in mitzvah shlishmo chas v'sholem. You know, it means it's not an aver, but the act in itself is a sinful act. But under special circumstances, he has to do it. He can't help it. So when it's a question of aver lishmo, then you have to be mechashiv cheshbein ishalelam. If it's an aver, a pure, simple, there is no cheshbeinus. What kind of cheshbeinus? You have to run away from an aver, like from fire. Bein mechashiv cheshbein ishalelam. A very difficult question to determine. No, but when it's not a regular aver, it is an aver lishmo for a lofty purpose. Let's say ktot, getting up a crossing, against people, you know, who are trying to be harassed. But you still have to foresee there might be repercussions, or maybe it will be damaging, maybe it will be counterproductive, maybe it will be this, maybe it will be that. So you have to make chashkash benes, and then, if the chashkash leads to the conclusion, you have to do it, so you do it. That's avere lishmo. So then he mentions this gemara in Ozir, and here he is. And he said the pshat is that if the act is not a nice act in itself, but we have to do it for certain reasons. Of course, it has to be al pidin. Can't use his own intuition in it. So then he has to make sure that there is no element of personal enjoyment. If there is an element of personal enjoyment in an aver lishmo, you cannot be mishabeach. You can't condemn me, my avil mevat, Yoel. You can't say that Yoel is a chatas, but you can't call it tzadikus either. But the posik is mishabeach. So it's not only you can't condemn her, you can't condemn her, you can't rebuke her. No, yam shabeacha, she's sadeikis. So that's because she didn't have any enjoyment. If she would have any enjoyment, even though it was one of the circumstances when she had no other alternative, she wouldn't be sadeikis. Couldn't condemn her, has we shown. But a tzaddik shouldn't be. Tzaddikim make sure that even when they do an avera lishmo, it doesn't mean chas v'shalom avera lishmo, it means something that normally is an avera, but they do it under special circumstances, lishmo, and it's not an avera, not chaitim, but if they have a personal enjoyment, they're not tzaddikim. That's how the Nitziv explains. That's the claim shot in the Gemara. So why was Yoel Sadeikis? Because she didn't enjoy the relationship. It was the most excruciating experience. It was painful for her. So Mele, I think according to the Rashba, you see, according to the Marik, so she was Asur Lebailo. And from Rashi it appears like the Marit, from Rashi in Gilead. According to the Rashba, no, she was not a soul of Bailo. Because the Rashba says that the reason is why he marries Mutar is a soul of Bailo, because she's not a Nuso, she's a Pishas, she's a Sheikh Olamazit. So that means according to the Rashba, the reason is why she's a soul of Bailo is because she was aver on the avere of isnus. But when she's not aver on the avere, then she's not a sole bail. So certainly Esther, when Mordechai told her, and she had to do it because of a sole bail you saw her. So she was not a chitas, and she's not just a dinonus. She was an anusag mur, because my havel mevat. What's the criterion whereby we determine whether one is an anusgomo or is not an anusgomo? My havel mevat, faultless, had no choice. So the Rambam says the three averes, yoy vol yaver, olav lo inerak is potter avonish, because he has a dinonus, but he's a chayte, he has to do tshuva. So, because you can't say my avil merat, for you say my avil merat, this is my merat. The Amos told Ruvain, you kill Shimon. If you don't kill Shimon, I'll kill you. So my avil merat, he had no choice. His life would be lost. And how about Shimon's life? That is not as precious as your life. So it is his fault. So it is his fault. So melee and melee, so, but in the case where the alternative would be that has to show him how his soul should perish. So then we say, my having Lord, what could you do? If there'd be any question just of her life, so should have sacrificed life. That's more simple. But to let Chloe's soul perish, that cannot even be Ilala das. So it's my admirer, she's faultless. But Tzadik, she isn't. If she enjoys the relationship, she cannot be condemned for enjoying it. That's a natural thing. So the Gemara says in Ksuves that Chilosa Beines, we say, if Berotzen is Materas Labai. Why? Because the human age, there is no prayer of office. There is no prayer of office. But, so Mele, if not for the fact that if Voson shall show him, Tsar, Roy, Isel Tzadikim, so then Yoel still wouldn't be a Chitas. But she wouldn't be such a Tzadik as here. Because she enjoyed an act that is vulgar, profane. The act is a vulgar act. But she did it with lofty, sublime motives. Fine. Not a chitas. She had no other choice. The alternative would be to let Klal Yisrael perish. That is not considered nechesh. Let Klal Yisrael perish. But she wouldn't be in the high matrei because she was involved and in a vulgar act, profane act, and she enjoyed it. She cannot be blamed. Chilosa beines v'seif b'rotzen. So she enjoys it, but she's still materas lebad. But not something to be proud of. If a woman is raped at the very outset, and then in the end she enjoys it, and she even, the Gemara means that even if she tells him she enjoys it, it's not her fault. That's human nature. That's human frailty. But you can be mishabeah. It's a day because she isn't. Unless she's in the matrege, not to enjoy it, like yours. But she's materas labailo. So here too, according to the Rashba, he didn't have to divorce her, but Mordechai. But Esther wanted to be divorced because then she could not be considered a tzadikis. Because if he didn't divorce her, then she wouldn't have. So the relationship with Ahasuerus wouldn't be an excruciating experience. Now that he divorced her, so that means every time Ahasuerus had a relationship with her, so it was an excruciating experience. But if he didn't divorce her, so if it had been the way it was before, Tiveles Mechikish Lachasuerus, Vishavis Mechikish Lamorchan. So then she wouldn't be tzadikis. She wouldn't tell us Lebal. But mitzad midas chassides, he divorced her. In order that there shouldn't be any element of anoia. This is what Nitziv says. If it's an aver lishmo, then mitzadik has to make sure that there shouldn't be one iota of enjoyment. One iota of enjoyment. And this is how Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explains the Gemara. There are certain people who understand it, Kipshute, you know. They try to be naked with the Gemara, but that's not the pshat in Kol Talmud Chacham Sheninikin V'Neiter Kenochash in Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explains it as ignoring tainis, osit lovei. So there'll be convention of all the animals. All them, because then to be gauze even keves, so there'll not be high stay of us. So to have a convention, and then they'll have a discussion about their past. So then they'll discuss their past. So all the animals will rebuke the Nachash. Of course, it's not to be understood, Kipshute. So we'll rebuke the Nachash, will say, all right, we are high stay of face, we devoured people and everything. We enjoyed it. This was our food. But you don't even enjoy and you bite people. Why are you such a wicked, vicious person? So all the animals will rebuke the Nachash. So then the Gemara in Tanya says that's the in killing the certain psukim that refer to the Baal Lashon Hara as in Nachash, because the Baal Lashon Hara doesn't even enjoy it. What does he enjoy? He just eats like a sadistic annoy, actually, you know, most of the time. So the only people who might have a real enjoyment, a monetary enjoyment, are the media people. Sometimes they get a higher salary, you know, if they expose a certain person, so they get a contract for $1 million, you know, if you can expose a presidential candidate that he was involved in a foul relationship with a certain woman, so then they get a contract for $1 million. So they are the only Baal Lashon Hara who get money, but usually the average Baal Lashon Hara, what kind of enjoyment do you get? Tell the story, this one is this one that, this one is stupid. What kind of biological enjoyment, what kind of a physical enjoyment does he derive from it? So that's like a Nachash. So Rav Sosslander says that's the Pshat. It's in line with the Nitziv's Pshat. So that kol tam tzchochem sheinikim b'nita k'nochosh, any tam tzchochem. In other words, sometimes the tam tzchochem, when apikosim or other rishoyim, they attack him and they call him all kinds of names, he has to react, because if he will not react, but he has to react with Shem Shemayim. Because if he doesn't react, so then it will invite more and more chutzpah like that. But he has to make sure that he will not derive one iota of enjoyment. He'll have pain. Then he's allowed to be naked later. If he feels he's in the matrege, being naked later and have excruciating pain, he's allowed. But if he is not sure that he's in that madrige of being naked in 8 years and be tormented by this, so then he's not allowed to be naked later. It's the same thing as the Nitziv says. So anyway, the Nitziv bases upon the Gemara of here in Ozia that Tovoson shall show him, so Roy is al Sadiq, so Yoel, when she had a relationship with Sisro, and she invited it. At that time he didn't even think of it. He wanted to save his life. So she, in order to have him killed, to apprehend him, she offered it. So she had to make sure that she will not have one iota of annoy. One iota annoy. So the same reason Esther made sure that Mordechai has to divorce her, because if that assured her that she'll never enjoy a relationship for Hashem. Like this, there are certain biological laws, no one can defy the physical laws. The Gemara says, can't help it. But she enjoys it. But you can't help it. But it's tzaddik, she isn't. Tzaddik, she isn't, all right. Everybody has to be tzaddik. But Esther refused to go to Ahasuerus unless After that, she will never have any relationship with Mordechai. Because if she would continue having a relationship with Mordechai, how was she sure that every relationship with Ahasuerus will involve excruciating pain? Now she was sure, because she knew never again with Mordechai. Off! But Enoch Mamish was not a soul about it. She was not a soul about it. And maybe that's the pshat in Rashi. In Rashi Megillah. Because Rashi says, עד עכשיו נבלתי באינס ועכשיו מכאן ואילך מדייתי. So, man, because it was not מדייתי, but as I said before, because Esther was thinking that might, because of her, you know, encouraging encounter towards Ahasuerus, because until that time Esther never came to Ahasuerus. She only came when Ahasuerus called her. So Ahasuerus probably felt she doesn't like it. But why did she come? She can't help it. Some male Ahasuerus probably in his heart, he harbored a certain grudge against her. That's why Esther was able to exploit that, you know. Now when she came to him, so Ahasuerus became convinced that Esther loves him, and Esther waits for the having a relationship with him, so that might induce him. She didn't know, but might induce Ahasuerus to call her more often. But Salpadin, that wouldn't be called Midaiti either, but you know, still, you know. So the Rashbo could agree with Rashi's pshat. So mele, that's more of a reason as to why Esther insisted that there should never be any relationship between her and Mordechai, even Alpidin with Teres, because then how can she be sure that she will not enjoy the relationship with Ahasuerus? Human nature. You have to be super, 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 super human not to enjoy it. But if she severs all relationship with Mordechai, so then every relationship with the Ahasuerus will involve excruciating pain. So mele it will be a very lishmo. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a very lishmo. All right, she cannot be condemned, but that is a deikus either. That's the pshat according to the Rashi. I think that's really the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. All right. Now, we finished the Gemara, I think, no? Up to Kishizik Havamazi, the thesis we didn't go over, but we finished the Gemara. So now, the Gemara, I would like to go over the thesis and the Rosh and Kiselville. Rabino Omar Asuyo Ditnan, we won't finish the Gemara up to Kishizik Havamazi, but just the last piece because of the thesis. Rabino Omar Asuyo Hoditna, Hakeisel Vioilon Shenoflu Lishos Rabin Viziku Potamulishal. נושנו לו זמן לוקיץ סוילון, פיליסטר סקייסל, ונופלי בשך הזמן ויזיקי פוטה, לאחר הזמן חי. היך אדום, אי דאף קרא בין רב בין ישמול הנביא, מה יש נביא עד איזה יקימוס ושמרוסי הולכו, הננה מאיזה יקימוס ושמרוסי הולכו, אי לא יאף קרינו, לשמול אדום הכולו מביא למדנו הנביא, לאילום דאף קרינו, ולדום לביא. מה לביא שכין תחלס עשיוס לנזק, תימא בהנה שאין תחלס עשיוס לנזק, שיר יחייך, מה לשיר שכין דאק ללך לעזיק, ביר תחייך, וחוזר עד. דתזיס. היינו ביר, וחירה נראה, סובד לי למור השלושים. אי דאף קרה, בין רב, בין לשמול, היינו ביר. So the question is, what does the Gemara have reference to? To the Kesel, to the Ilon. Lechira nire dahayne kishiziku Kesel v'Ilon b'shas nefile. Guf. V'afil hocha midamnu libeh, because there are two kinds of hezekin can be visualized. One, as they fall, so somebody passes by, and the Kesel v'Ilon falls upon him, he gets hurt. So then the Kesel v'Ilon are active. Or after they collapsed, then somebody tripped. So then the case lilon are passive. So when the Gemara says Haine Beya, does the Gemara have reference to the case where the hezek occurred? La'acha nefile. But bishas nefile, it couldn't be Beya. Then it would be Eish, not Beya, because Beya is passive, and here it's active. Or the Gemara has reference to the case where the Kesel v'Ilon are mazik in the course of Nefil, or the Gemara is reference to both situations. So there are three alternatives. This discusses all the three alternatives. So if we say Pashtus Haloshin of the Gemara is, since the Gemara doesn't say I diko azle diko maske lacha nefile and lacha sheifkiron heineber, the Gemara says I klach efkiron heineber, the Gemara doesn't even discuss lacha nefile. So that means that the Gemara has reference to the case of kishis iko bishas nefile, and still the Gemara says heineber. It says, so that means when Besden inspected the case of Vilon, so the case of Vilon was still standing. And still the Gemara says Haine Beir. So the question arises, how is it analogous to Beir? Beir is passive, and the Nizek comes to the Mazik. Here it's active, and the Mazik, the Kesel v'Ilon, they fall upon the person, the Sheir, whatever. Still, the Gemara says Yesh Olam Mibeir. The Odif Hezik did it. Sheilchim Umaziki Mibeir Shein Heilach Mazik. Elo Mazin came. So this says true that the regular Beir is passive. But what has more of a reason to be making liable? Active Mazik or passive Mazik? Of course, an active Mazik. There is more of a reason. We said in the Rashbo that all the Nizmazikim so are not based upon the Maisa Avira of the Ishmaran, but upon the fact that he didn't watch, whether it involves the Maisa Avira, it was not involved. So it's based upon the Avira of negligence. Why? Because Beir is a passive. So if Beir is passive, is Chayev, Allah has come over Chamo, an active Beir. Is also high, because on the contrary, because being passive is a chesed. Is a chesed in liability. It's not in my liability. Is a reason as to why he shouldn't be so readily mechuyev. So mele, if he bear is passive, is mechuyev. Al haskama v'chamo, a bear that is active, is certainly mechuyev. See, the afak of the bear in here, chlazik, v'ele hilchem mazikim, yesh lon lamdem bear. The odd if hezik di du, shehilchem mazikim, mi bear shein hilchem mazikim, ala mazikim came in. So Teisa says that this Gemara has reference to the case when the Gemara says Yidav Kirinu Haine Beya has reference to the case or what was the case of Nilo or Mazik in the course of their fall. But then Teisa says, but it was reference to the case where the case of Nilon and Mazik after Nefile, after collapse. Vinira de Behezik Zaha Nefile Name Mosaya Upotam Lishal Uchigen Shalim Neda Libol of Shinof Oyodu Vulis Gochu Lisalki Kolkach Maya Vohod Lekatone Nosno is Man Lisalki Filifnei Mishum di Hezek Nefile Gufa Name Maya. So in other words, the Gemara is reference to both situations, where the Ramazik Pishas Nefile and Ramazik Lachan. Mamaya Vinosno is man locket for his still if Nasi come. Ashtos is sharper. The damnly beard, female age, the Afro gave the Shasne file, yeast with Macy Leish, Mele Bayer. The Mace Holuba Machin Kerach Murabe, whom he bear Holuba Machin Kles as your son, Linezek, and Cardi Macy Bayer, we should be Hesig Lach and a file, ainly Macy Clawley shall rebe. It requires a little explanation because, in other words, the reason as to why, in other words, it bears a resemblance to Beir and the Pishas Nefile, it bears a resemblance to Beir and to Eish. But why does the Gemara characterize it as Beir, not as Eish? Because La'acha Nefile, so it is certainly like Beir, it has, bears no resemblance to Eish. So maybe even Kedin Nefile. So it is classified under the category of Beir rather than Eish, because the Acha Nefile certainly couldn't be classified under Eish. So even though Kedin Nefile, it could be classified with good logic, but because of that, I mean, what's the pshat? Let's see the Rosh. Just started seeing paragraph Aleph in the second column towards the end of the first big paragraph, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. The 13th line from the end of the column. The case, because before that he discussed Sarayon. Kesel Vilon Shinoflesh Sarabin Viziku, which is zero bezden lister a kesel. Viloki Trilon, Vinosnule is man, Vinoflu Bisehas man, Viziku Pishasne file, Uyahane file, Kedim Shinetle Bail, Shinoflu, Unid, Vilhoil of Nis Halek, Oshoim Pnai Vifkium, Vilisilkum Tor, the Havlim Afkins of Aflusenis, Amil Camper and Yel Potter, Vim. No flach as man vizika hane file, bein afkirin, bein li afkirin, bein gomo, fein ze mafkirin, fein zog lachan flasinis, di fishea ave mashle kotze, li sot, li bisich as man, vi mizike bishas ne file, ni statke bi teisves. Even though teisves doesn't mention his sofik, but still, the Rosh says ni statke. So the Putul Harifte says, apparently the Rosh had another Teisves, because in this Teisves, Teisves says it. Teisves proves it, but he discusses it, but he says it with Pshitis. So apparently Teisves, the Rosh had another Teisves, in which there was a Sofi, because nowadays there is no Sofi. What? Nowadays there is no Sofi. Nistapku b'teisves, im yesh lam din eishe din be'er. V'nira di yesh lam din be'er. Like Teisves says now Teisves. Because the Rosh... What? Pul Harifte.
The Rosh is the Gersi.
He had another Gersi. Teisves says, v'loi kem b'teishe be'er deyo. So it means that the Rosh had another Teisves. There are many Teisves, you know what I'm saying? It could have been from a different Bala Teisves, you know. So he says, "Nistapu b'teisves in Yeshlam din Eishu din Beir, v'nira Yeshlam din Beir, v'lidom la'avoni sakinim masoi." And that's our teisves. La'avon masikin masoi shenicham b'rish gagei v'noflu b'rach mitzuyo v'iziku derach l'luchot. Dehanoch nasu b'ir al dekeach acherim, avo keisel v'ilon machmas reyes enoflu ma'atzman. Chiro shaloi hoyu yechelim לעמד יסר ויזירו בזדן הביילים להפילה ואם משום דהלכם מזיקים מה שאין כדבר לגריע מחמזים וכל שכן דס וטייס אוטייס וכל שכן יש לך ויסר מידי דהווה הקשר אבן ברג לבהמתי ואוכל לשוס רבים ויזיקו ואם משום דהנטרס עשיוס לו נזק so it's not like bear so share your חייך. So now, so question is, the Gemara learns it out from Kesel Vilom, from Beir and Chair, not from Eish, not from Eish. Even though if the Amazik Pishas Nefila, then it bears a big resemblance with Eish, but still the Gemara doesn't even learn out from Beir and Eish, and not even from Beir, Sheir and Eish. The Gemara just learns it out from Beir and Eish, Sheir, not from Eish. So we don't have to learn it out from, from Eish, because why should we learn the Eish? Because it's Helech Umazik, it's on the contrary. So that can be learned out from Beir. If Beir is Chayev, even though it's not Helech Umazik, not Helech Umazik is a Chison, it's not a Maile in Chiyuvim. So Haskama Vechamo, if the Beir is a Beir that is Helech Umazik, certainly should be Chayev. Says, "V'lidome le'avone sakinim masoish." He has a good cash. Why isn't it dome to avone sakinim masoish nirosh dagi? V'noflu d'achir luchon. It's mamash the same thing. There he puts it on the roof, and then it falls down mazik in the course of the fall. And here he planted. He planted a tree, or he built the keisel, and then it falls down. So it should be the same thing. So he says, no, it's not the same. L'idom l'avonei sakine u'masoi shenich moshgan l'chon tzuv zilachun d'hanoch nasi b'ira odi ke'achachach ke'achachirim avo kisel v'ilon machmas reyes enof l'masmo ki rohu shelo yichilim l'amid yeseya v'yiziru bezna b'ailim l'apili. So what's the difference? Because they it falls down machmas keach acherim, and kesel vilon doesn't fall down machmas keach acherim, also keach acherim. How does it fall down? Because of the force of gravity. So, what difference does it make? A avone sakinim asoye falls down for the force of gravity, is the wind and gravity together, okay. And Kesel Vilon, it falls down for the force of gravity and the Ryua in the Kesel or in the Ilon. So it's also Kerachim. Why isn't that Kerachim? The answer is this. What's the aloche of if we say Ishem Shemchitzov, and if we apply the aloha of Ishem Shemchitzov, even Gabri told of Ishem, that point there is also Machlekes Hashem. Some Rishonim say that Ishem Shemchitzov applies only to the Avavish, not to the Toldavish. But let's say, according to Rishonim like Tesis, that Ishem Shemchitzov applies even to the Toldavish, if somebody leaves Avonis Akinim Asuri on top of the roof and then it falls down Beruach Mitzuyo and his Chidl and Odom, he has to pay Dalet Dvorn. So, what's the pshat? Why is the Chitzov? Why is the Chitzov? Because it's considered like his Chetz. Because since he deposited an Even, a Sakin, on top of the roof, and he knows that with an ordinary wind it might fall down and hurt someone, so mele the keach achea, the action by the wind is integrated with his action, because that's how the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world and created man. Whenever a man doesn't act, and a man or an animal doesn't act, so he integrates the keach achea with his act. If I throw a ball, so it falls upon him, so there is, you slow down the ball, so there is a law of gravity. So in other words, when a person, when he acts, when he doesn't act, so he sets the forces of nature in motion. So the forces of nature are integrated with his act. That's how a human, that's how the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. So mele we say, Ishim Shemachitzov, that the force of nature, the act of nature, is integrated to it. And even if we say that Ishim Shemamene, so it's also a pshat. Why is it higher? Because at the time when he deposited the heaven, the sakin on top of the roof, he should have anticipated that an ordinary wind will throw it down. Mashinkin here, you can say he should have anticipated. Why? When he planted the tree, when he planted the tree and when he built the kesel, so he should have anticipated that the kesel on this and this day will fall down, that the tree on this and this day will fall down. It wasn't something that could be anticipated, that could even be imagined at that time. But later on, years later, so it became Rua. And then, so Bezin told him, it might fall any day. But when it became Ruah, he didn't do anything. There is nothing to integrate with his act. When you put his Eleven Esakin on the roof, so that's the act that is integrated with his act. Because he should have anticipated. You're putting an Eleven on the roof, don't you know that it might fall down by an ordinary wind? So maybe it's integrated. Yes, integrated, not integrated, Kondrishlog is not integrated. So is Chayev, Mishumeish, because he does an act that in such a way that any time it might fall down in Achnav, then it could be Eish. But we are not dealing with such a case that it was such a bad job was done in the construction of the Kesel that at the very outset he could have expected the Ruach Mitzuyo to collapse the Kesel. At the very outset it was very strong and sturdy Kesel. But in the course of time, it became weak. I don't know, because of hurricane, because this, that. Other reasons, people threw many stones on the Kesel. It became weak. Then Bezdin told him, it's very weak. You have to tear down. So he didn't do anything. So how can we say Mishmachulim Mishmeich? That's the pshat in the Rosh. He says Mach Masolua Veli Domeli Avonis Akin Masoi Shnei Rosh Gan Mach Masoi Zigil Lachmon Tahanach Nasu Bilal Dikiach Achirim Avokis Bilal Mach Masreyese Nofu Mas Mach Roshol Yechirim Lam Yeser Viyizir Bezun Abayin Lapilei Vimish Mdeilch Mazikim Ashenkim Libeir Vigriya Mach Mazeh. Because on the contrary, the fact that it's passive is a chisson. So Bir is chayef, even if, though it has the kule of being passive. Al haskamu v'chamo, if it does not have the kule, and it's active, it's certainly shlechayef. V'kolshken diyesh lechayef yeser, mide da'ava kesher, even berag lebehemte, v'hol cholesh usarabim v'iziko, v'im ishum de'intrilas asiyos l'neze, sheyachiyach. And the question is, what's the raya, the analogy with Akeshe Revan Beragle Behemte, the whole Cholesh Yisrael and Vizi? Over there, so it's not Elech HaMazik. Bera Mizgalgel is Elech HaMazik. Somebody trips over it. So the one who was, so Akeshe Revan Beragle Behemte, the whole Cholesh Yisrael and Vizi, it means not when it's wet, Beragle, but so then it's not, somebody trips over it. So mele, it's, so over there, it is, over there, it is, over there, it's not Helech Umazik. There is passive, the Beram is Galgal. Mashenkin, here it's active, it acts the same way as Avonei Sakinei Masoi, Sheim Nichem Berish Gagev in Ofu. So the Nachos Dovid has the Kashin. And then the Nachos Dovid gives a very remarkable pshat. He says, now, Eish, Beir has two characteristics. One characteristic of Beir is that he's passive. Passive, doesn't do anything. Somebody trips him, falls in the Beir, trips over the heaven. It's passive, doesn't do anything. Eish is active. It falls, or it burns, it spreads, and it burns. Then there's another characteristic of Beir. By Eish, so the Nizek comes, approaches the Mazik. The Nizek approaches the Mazik. Mashinkin, by age, the Mazik approaches the Nizek by age. By Beir, the Mazik stays in his place. Doesn't move. Stays in that market. And the Nizek comes to the Mazik. So there are two separate characteristics. He says, by Biram is Galgel, so of course Biram is Galgel has reference to the case when it was Mazik, not the Hadik Asle, but somebody tripped over it. So this Lachashinov, so in that case, it has both characteristics of Beir. In other words, because first of all, it's passive, it's Huzak, not Izik, and then the Nizek comes to the Mazik by Beir Mizgalgel. Pirms davo. But in the case of Kesevilon Shenoflu Gishasit Nifile, so then it does not have the characteristic of Huzak Zizik. Huzak Zizik. So that's no Chisong on the contrary. If Huzak is Chayef, so Zizik is certainly Chayef. But how about other characteristic? When that by Beir, so the Nizek comes to the Mazik and approaches the Mazik, and by Eish, the Mazik comes to the Nizek. So Nachum Zovit says, that is only here, since it's from Lemailo Lemato, when it is on a vertical plane, so then it's considered that the Nizek comes, when it's on a vertical plane, so then we say that it comes from when it's on a vertical plane, so then we say that the Nizek comes to the when it's on a vertical plane, so then the Mazik has to come to the Nizek. But Mashenki, in the case of Vilon fall, when the case of Vilon fall, so in other words, we do not say that the Mazik comes to the Nizek. The Nizek comes to the Mazik because it falls only on that place from the height to the bottom. So in other words, it couldn't, the Mazik cannot, has its own sphere. One more key, from the height, from the Milo Lemato represents the same mocking. And the vertical plane is different, the genus. So Mele, when the age spreads, or even when the Evan is Akini Masoi, so they fall down, they don't fall down exactly, you know, in a vertical plane. It always falls down in a horizontal plane too. So in Melee we say that over there it's age because the Mazik moves from its original place and it comes to another place. If you move on a vertical plane 1 inch, so that means that the Mazik goes to the Nizek. Mashenkin by Kisel Vilon, they just fall down in the same mocking. So the Nizek has to come to the Mazik. What do we say? The Nizek has to come to the Mazik. True, the Nizek comes to the Mazik, but the moment he comes under the Kisel, then the Kisel falls down on him. So he falls down on the same mocking. So it's like a long Mazik. So Mimile, that's the analogy with Beira Mizgalgo. The question is, what kind of analogy is Beira Mizgalgo? Beira Mizgalgo is Mamish Beira. Mamish Beira. The only thing is, it wasn't, Beira Mizgalgo is Mamish Beira, but it has both characteristics of Beira. In other words, it's first of all, it's Huzak, and then the Nizek comes to the Mazik. But here it doesn't have the characteristics of Beir. It's Hizik, and then the Nizek comes to the and the Mazik comes to the Nizek. So he says, no, the analogy with Beir Mizgalgal is because Beir Mizgalgal have both characteristics of Beir. Mashenki, but this has one characteristic of Beira Mizgalgal. Just as Beira Mizgalgal, so the Nizek comes to the Mazik, so here too the Nizek comes to the Mazik, because it falls upon him. Only Milmailo Lemato, so the Nizek has to come to this point. And the Hiluch is only from Milmailo Lemato, it's not a Hiluch on a vertical plane. So that's the analogy, because they both have the same characteristic of the Nizek approaching the Mazik, not the Mazik approaching the Nizek.
Make this a deal.
Yeah. A volume base. נשאר של נזק. תונה רבונו, מיטב שדהו מתפקה מישלם, מיטב שדהו של נזק ומתפקה משל נזק. דיור רבי ישמואל, אבל קיבה אימא לבוא הכוסו וליגביס לנזוק מינו ידיאס. וכלבחים להג. So we have a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And the Torah says, "Meitav shadei mitafkam yishalem." What does it mean? Does the mazik have to pay from the meitav of the mazik or from the meitav of the nizik? So, l'flugim tzarasvor, we should say meitav. If the Torah mentions meitav, so it should have reference to meitav of the mazik, meichat eisen nizek. But Rabbi Shmuel still says, no, that he has to pay meitav of the nizek. Rabbi Akiva emel bo akos of the lius nizok min the idias vikal vachim elhe. Meitav sodeyu shom nizek. Shimoch lo arugo bi sodeyu shomin arugo. Nishubacha shom nizek. כמו יופי עכשיו אם בפריסאו וכמו תהי יופי בלוי פריס ונעיסא. Now, the Salkadaitach of the Gemara was that Rabbi Shmuel, she is, but of course the Masconi is not like that. But Rashi just explained it now, according to the Gemara, that Rabbi Shmuel, she is, that if the behemoth eats up, let's say, an inferior arugo of the nizek, so then he has to pay the value of a superior arugo. The nizek has. There are all kinds of arugas. There are arugas of better tvue and inferior tvue.
You mean more expensive?
One second.
Please. More expensive tvue.
I mean better, yeah, that's right. So mele, so the shita of Rabbi Shmuel is that he has to pay the arugo mishubacha shel nizek. Mishubacha shel nizek. Even if the behemoth eat up an inferior arugo, but he has to pay the arugo or mishubacha shel nizek. What kind of it? Nizatim? It's not like that, but if it is like that, so then it is like iknas. In other words, that's the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. So Rashi explains that according to Havami, meitav sodeyu shel nizek shimoch la arugo b'sodeyu shomi na arugo mishubacha shel nizek. כמה יופי עכשיו עם פריסאו וכמה אותי יופי בלוי פרנס. This is based upon the Gimishnin Akenes that whenever, let's say, somebody is magic, let's say, Behime, eats up a crop of tvue from the sode, so we don't appraise how much is this crop worth in the market, unless it's already aimed to be harvested. So then we appraise it how much it is worth in the market. But suppose it's not fully ripe and it's not aimed to be harvested, so then we make the shume. We appraise the value of the crop in terms of the whole sode. In other words, how much is the sode? Sode of Beiso, it doesn't mean suppose he has thousands of sode. In other words, Beiso sode, how is it worth if he were to sell this sode of a Beiso while that crop was not eaten up? He would get, let's say, $100 or $200. Now that the crop was eaten up, so he'll get for that sode beiso only $180. So mele has to pay $20, the difference. If we were to appraise how much is that crop once it is harvested, how much is somebody will pay for it in the market, so then it might be $30. But we are not, we don't appraise it in terms of its own value unless it's already immediately kosher. But if it's not immediately kosher, it's not fully ripe, then we appraise its value in terms of the diminution in the value of the sodebiso. That's a little bit emes, so that's why Rashi explains it. Kama yofe achshof im perisa v'chamoti yofe b'loy peris v'nesamay. But the other part, shimochla aruga b'sodei u'shomin aruga m'shubacha shal nizek, regardless what kind of an aruga the behemoth ate up, whether it ate an aruga m'shubachas or an inferior aruga, so he has to pay the value of Naruga Mishabachas. That's only the Salgdaitach of the Gemara, but that's Rashi's derech. I mean, even the Mishneh sometimes, Rashi will explain the Mishneh according to sometimes, according to Havam the Gemara. Haskam v'chamu here when Rashi is explaining the price, I mean, at the very outset, before the Maskon of the Gemara. So Rashi explained it. And then Rabbi Akiva Eimer Libo HaKosuf HaLigvus Lizok Min HaYidyes V'Kal Mochim HaLehekdish Before us to come. So the Gemara has the Kash V'Rabbi Shmuel Ochol Shmeino Mishalom Shmeino. That we understand. Ochol Krusha Mishalom Shmeino. What's the svar of that? Omar Ravide Barobin Hochem Mayaskinon So it's still a chiddush. In other words, if the havamin of the Gemara was that Rabbi Shmuel mentioned such a big chiddush, which could only be explained in terms of knas, otherwise it couldn't even be explained. So the Gemara asked Meirateise that there is such a knas here. But now the Gemara says, not that Rabbi Shmuel holds, that if the behemoth eats up an inferior arugo, an inferior crop, so he has to pay the value of the best crop that a nizik has. Of course, he has to pay only the value of the crop that he ate. He has to all kinds of crops. So
what does he mean by make them so deal?
One second. But what Rabbi Shmuel means, if the behemoth ate up, the nizek has all kinds of crops, an inferior crop and a superior crop, and the behemoth ate up a crop, and we don't know which crop the behemoth ate up. It's not so easy to determine. So the general din is amitzim chavir olavarai. So here the gzeres akosu for years. Made up so day of the nizek has to pay. In case it's not known what kind of a crop the behemoth ate, whether it ate the superior crop of the nizek or the inferior crop of the nizek, so the burden of proof is upon the nizek, and the burden of proof is upon the mazik, and if he can't prove that the behemoth ate up the inferior crop of the nizek, he has to pay the superior crop, the best crop of the nizek. Why? Also special zakos. But then the chiddush is not so great. If we said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, even in the case where we know that behemoth ate up the inferior crop, he still has to pay the value of this superior crop, so then it's like a knas. So that is inconceivable. So now the Gemara says there is a chiddush, but not such a big chiddush. But even that the Gemara refutes. So Omar Avridim Barahobi, Hochem Maskin Gensh Ochla Aruga Ben Arugis, Vriadin Nikhush Ochal Ishmin Ochal, the Mishalom Shmin, Nisof. Omarove umayil yadino nikhusho achal mishalom lekhusho hashlo yadino nikhusho achal shmeinocha mishalom shmeino hamis v'chaveri olavarai. und er ruht sieben, der Tchidisch ist nicht Mistab. Elo amar Abache bei Jakob. Hochem bei Askinon, kinsho iso iti es di Nizek, ki Ziburi es di Masik. In other words, of course. He doesn't pay, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't say that the Masik has to pay more than the value of the Kvar. He has to pay the value of the Kvar. Whether the Masik, the Behime, ate up a crop of the best crop or the inferior crop, it has a certain value. Let's say the value of the crop that the behemoth ate up is $20. So he has to pay $20, not a penny more than $20. But suppose the mazik doesn't have cash, so he has to collect from the karka. So he can collect from, he can take from the karka a zibur, yes. That is, then he'll take, in order to collect $20 from the zibur, yes, he'll take a bigger measure of the zibur, yes. Or he can collect from the idias of the mazik, so then he'll take a smaller measure. But whatever he takes, it will be to the extent of the $20. But the $20 can be collected from a better tvue, from a better sode, or it can be collected from an inferior sode. If he collects it from the inferior sode, so then he'll collect more in terms of quantity. And if he collects it from the superior, yeah, so he'll take less. Now, of course, a person likes to collect less from superior quality than more from inferior quality. So there is a certain advantage in that. But he cannot collect more, a penny more than the value of the hefset.
In other words, it's always mammon, it's never class.
What?
It's always mammon.
Of course it's mammon, yeah. But in other words, but the Havamin of Gemara was that he pays more than the value of the hefset. Let's say, if, let's say, one bushel of wheat of inferior quality is worth $20, but one bushel of wheat of superior quality is worth $40. So the Havamin of Gemara was that the Mazik has to pay $40. Well, that's inconceivable. Now the Gemara says no. He doesn't pay one penny or even half a penny more than the value of the hefsek. But the same amount that let's say is $20 can be collected from good quality sode and from inferior quality sode. If he collects from good quality sode, so then he collects less. If he collects from inferior quality sode, he collects more, but it'll be the same amount. So so Rabbi Shmuel says, and the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is in the case. Can show you so it is the nizek, it's the boy, it's the mazik. Now that goes without saying that the mazik, the nizek cannot say to the mazik, you know, your behemoth eat up good quality tvue, and you don't have any cash, so, and you don't have good quality tvue either, so why don't you buy good quality tvue? You don't have cash, but yeah. On credit, you'll be able to buy good quality sode, and then I'll collect from the same kind of sode that you being made up. He cannot say that. He can only collect from the sode that the mazik has. But from the sode the mazik has, he has to collect, he can collect the value of the hezek. The value of the hezek is $20. Even if he, and the sode of the mazik is such poor quality that he'll have to take away the whole sode. So he takes away the whole sode. And he cannot force the mazik to buy better quality sode in order that he should be able to collect the hezek from the same kind of sode that his behemoth was mazik. We can't force the mazik to buy a new type of sode. Only if he has good quality sode. So Rabbi Kiva Shite is, if the mazik has good quality sode, even if the mazik's ziburias is as good as the nizek sidias, so then according to Rabbi Kiva, the nizek can collect from the idias of the mazik. And Rabbi Shmuel says, in the case where the ziburias of the mazik is as good as the idias of the nizek, then he can only collect from the ziburias of the mazik. So it's a question of shusim. As a matter of fact, as far as chiyuvim is concerned, it's not even shayach to say. It's not even shayach to say that when the behemah is mazik, so that the mazik, the owner of the behemah, is mechuyev to pay idias. Suppose he had cash. So then he would pay cash. He doesn't have cash. So he collects from the car. So it's not shayach to say. He collects the car, he's mechuyev. If the value of the hefset is $20, he owes him $20. Yagirem, nayekem. He owes him $20, period. That's all. There's no such thing. I owe him meitav. It's not shayach to say. Palchev is beinis, vesishab is boyes. Nizek is bidias. What it means? Different shibudim. No, it's the same shibud. A mazik owes a certain sum of money. A balchev, a leve owes a certain sum of money. And the baal owes the isha a certain sum of money. But that's all. There is no such thing in the shibudim, in the chiyuv. Idias, beinis, boyes. There is no such concept in chiyuvim. In chiyuvim, there is a chiyuv of money. I owe him X amount of money, that's all. The X amount of money can be collected from the most superior sode, so he'll collect just one small piece, and he can collect from the poorest kind of sode, so he'll collect the whole sode, a big sode. But he owes the mazik, owes the nizek a certain sum of money. This, whether idias, yes, that's in schusim that in Nizek has the balcheves, xuvasisho. So in Nizek has the schus to collect from the best, the amount of money that the mazik owes, he has the schus to collect from the best. But not that the mazik owes him the best, he doesn't owe him the best, suppose he had cash. All right, kesef is the best, but he couldn't ask for anything else. He owes him money. That's all. But it's chusim. So the nizek has his chus to collect from the best. The amount of money that the mazik owes, the nizek has his chus to collect from the best. And the balchiv has the chus only to collect from the medium. And the vesisha from the zeboyes. And v'horaye, there are many rayas. One of the rayas is, let's say, Dav Zayin, Amid Aleph, Romle Abaye Lerove, Ksiv Meitav Sedei Omitav Kami Yishalem, Meitavei Mida Achein Aloi, Vatanya Yoshev Lerabi Shove Kesed Afilu Subin, Loi Kashi, Kami Daide Kam Balko. All right, the Gemara refutes that. The Gemara is there because Abaye Miksiv Yishulam Yishalem Sib Daide Mash. But otherwise, we could say that. So in other words, that if he pays midaite, so he can pay muisubim. But if he is not willing to pay midaite, he has to call him to Nintoah and Bitoah. Has to force him. Then he can best will force him to pay out of mida. As far as the chiyuv is concerned, so is there a difference? Well, it's not the same chiyuv, whether the obligo pays voluntarily, or he gives you a lot of trouble and he has to be forced by Bezen, the chayv is a chayv. That's in the schusim, which I have to say. In other words, that as far as the chayv is concerned, so the chayv is a chayv. He can pay you zibuyes, even if it is so zibuyes that you have to give him 10 sodis in order to pay up for the value of the hezik. So, he's only who you have X amount of money. That's all. But it's chusim that the obligee, the one to whom he is mechuyev, has against the obligor. So mele, according to Oman Doma, according to Rove, but then Abaye, Rove was chizeh to Abaye. According to Rove at first, so the schus is only shayach if the obligor doesn't want to pay Mirzina Atev. But if he wants to pay Mirzina Atev, he doesn't have such a schus. But as far as, and then the other guy is in the Gemara, the Zanon Beis, we'll see that the older halachas, Idias, Beines, Ibuyas, that's only, they relate only to the schusim that the obligee has against the obligor, how to be gave. But as far as the chayv is concerned, there is no such thing, kiti has been as the boys. He owes him a certain sum of money. So the Gemara says, Elo maralach be'akif, hocha ma'askinon kei sheisha, iti has din izek, ki zibuy has din mazik. Uvi ho pligi, Rabbi Shmuel sova b'din izek shani. Nizek shani. In other words, sins, without his special schus, so the mazik could give him any sode, and even if it is such poor quality that he'll have to collect 10 sodes, which would be a big nuisance for him. So he could pay, it doesn't make any difference, because he owes him X amount of money. He doesn't owe him eta. He owes X amount of money. But there is a special schus that the Nizek has. So the Torah expresses that schus, Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Kam Yishalim. So Rabbi Shmuel learns out from a certain Yalfuse that Meitav has reference to Meitav the Nizek. So he can't ask why you buy Nizek. The Torah says so, no kashas. But it only relates to this chuzvir, not to the chiyuv. Chiyuv is an X amount of money, according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Torah herein says that the Nizek has his chuz to be gave from his sode that is as good as the best of his sode. In other words, as a matter of fact, without his special schus being vested in the nizek, the mazik could say, I'm going to give you the most, the poorest kind of sodi, quality-wise. And you'll have to take 10 sodis in order to collect $20. Some uses. Without his special schus, he would be able to do it. Because he has to pay. But the special schus that the Torah gave the Nizek, that the Mazik cannot pay him with the poorest. He has to pay him with the best. What the best? The best that the Nizek possesses. Then he cannot have any more tainus. Listen, you are collecting from that kind of soda. All right, relative to me, it's the poorest. Is a boy, but I left for you, that's the best that you have. What do you want? So that's the source. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, Meita Sodeo Meita Kam Yishalem means the best that the Mazik has. And even if the Ziburyes of the Mazik is as good as the Ziburyes, as the Idias of the Nizek, but still the Nizek has his chus True, I don't have such wonderful field quality-wise, but you are me, you are mazik me. I won't collect from your best. That's all. That's the machlok. Elo ma'avach by Yaakov asking a shoes he is needed to be mazik. Over all three Rabbi Shmuel from needed shanino and the Rabbi Kibbutz Shabbat mazik shanino. My time with Rabbi Shmuel. Without a raya, without it, Roshe. So, Mr. Asvore, we should say, Meit HaSodeo Meit HaFkam Yishalim. You should pay. Who should pay? Meit. So the Sodeo should be a reference to the Mazik. After all, he's the one who pays. So when the Torah says Sodeo, so it should mean Al Pi Asvore, Al Pi Pshutei Shal Mikro, without it, Roshe. That means Sodeo Shal Mazik. Unless we have it, Roshe. So what's it, Roshe? So, Nemasodelimato, Mita Sodeo Ishalim, Vinemasodelimailo, Ubi Abisodache, so it's Exereshove, Masodalimailo, Bibi Abisdeache is the Nizek, Afsodomulimato, the Nizek, Rabakive, doesn't doubt Exereshove, Abakive made Sodeo, Mita Kami, Ishalim, there, the Commissalim. The mitzvah so the yushala mazik is yishalim naorash. Chagas numar Yaakov mitzvah Rabbi Shmuel to yishalim me'arugal fimajii uvehopolik yein shoyse yinidek ziboiz the mazik Rabbi Shmuel sabab is nidek shaminon dozechsi bikosh yishalim bid meniskei mikaraka. But the asod is the nizke koim shalmazik the nizke karke mizibuye shalei bishav nizke sharik meitav sedei shal nizek. In other words, if it had been in the chiyuv, so then it would be very strange. The chiyuv is a chiyuv of a sum of money, but it's chusim, and without extra chusim, that the Torah vests in the nizek in a certain obligi, so then the mazik would be entitled to give him anything he wants, no matter how unpleasant it is for the Nizek to take 10 poor sodeis. But as long as the total value of the 10 poor sodeis is the amount of the Nizek, $20, he gets $10. He doesn't like it, okay, it's too bad. But the Torah gives the Nizek a special shus, that he is entitled to take, to collect the hezek from his sode that is the best. So contra Bishmuel means that he's the best according to his standards, the Nizek standards. And the contra Vakive, the Torah gives the Nizek source to collect from the best according to the Mazik standards. After all, the Pshutei Shel Mikro is Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Karmo Yishalim, Deheich Mishalim. This is the Pshutei Shel Mikro. And even if there is a Droshe, so a Mikro Yitzim the Pshutei. So how is it from Yishmoel? Because of the Droshe, he's Eikir, the Pshutei Shel Mikro. So the Gemara says he's not Eikir, Pshutei Shel Mikro. So Anik is a Yishove, Kidig Amine, in the case of it is a nizek gizboy as the mazik, but a mikoyis in the pshutei, so aneko ki geidis li mazik idies viziburyes vi idies li nizek. So the pshutei shal mikro is to apply to a case where the mazik has idies and ziburyes, and the idies li nizek vi idies li nizek. So in other words, the mazik has idias and ziburyes, and the nizek has also idias. The ziburyes, the mazik, loishavye, idias, the nizek. In other words, suppose the Zibuyas the Mazik is not as good as the Yiyas the Nizik. And so then, since by collecting from the Zibuyas of the Mazik, he will not get the kind of Isode of the best that he possesses, so then he has his chuz, the nizek, the mazik. Listen, I have you or mazik me, so I want to recover from Isode that is at least as good as my best Sode. So if the Zibuyas of the Mazik is as good, fine, so he doesn't have any schus to collect from a better Sode. But if it's not as good, but then the alternative is to collect from a Sode that's so superior, so then he has the schus to collect from the Sode that is so superior. What?
Isaiah Rabbi Akiva.
What is that?
That's Rabbi Akiva.
Like Rabbi Akiva. But yes. In this case, he's like Rabbi Akiva. Blimotza omalei. So ane kok in this little mazik in the buye, in nizek, in the buye mazik, in the nizek, the shal meit v'deir mosam l'toad govim in the buye, elo govim meitav, so the kontra mishmoel, the schus vested in the nizek is to collect from his sode that is at least as good as his best. So if the Zibuyas qualifies as like his best, okay. But if the Zibuyas doesn't qualify and the next sode is so much more than his best, so he's entitled to collect from the idiots of the nizek. But the Rosh mentions two shittes. Now let's turn to the Rosh.
According to Rabbi Shmuel, yeah, you can pay from the Idis Ax Knas or Alts
Knas? Not Knas, Chasvi Shalom.
So it's Alts Knas?
If he had to pay more than the value of the Hezek, so then it would be Knas. But he doesn't pay. One penny more than the value of the Nezik.
No, but out the fact that he can take from the
Edis. It's his host.
It's his host. It's not that he can make him take from the Edis.
Yeah, that's right. Well, just as I come to Rabbi Akiva, it's not the Knas. That's his host. He has to collect the $20, $50, $100, whatever the Hezek is.
So let him take from the Zibiru, then.
What?
So let him take from the Zibiru.
So the Torah gave him his host. The Torah gave him his host. What's wrong there?
It's schus,
that's right. Tom Rabbanan, paragraph base. Tom Rabbanan, later today, with the Kami, Shalom, with the Dame, with the Kabbalah, with the Dira Bishmoel. Rabbi Kirim, the Bakos, the Lilies, the Zokmanides, the Kalchim, the English. והסיקנה לי בהופטו תראה בישראל סובה בניזק שנים ניזק שנים ואם הוא ישראל ידיד ניזק יסבור זה מזיק יאוב לזיבוריס ורב עקיבי סובה מזיק שנים יאוב לאי ידידי וכאן הוא הלוך התרפקים חבר אני קרוא דיס למזיק ידיד לזיבוריס וזיבוריס דיר ישב ידיד ניזק וישב למיטה ואיס למזיק ידיד שבין אם זיבוריס ישב יסבוריס למזיק ידיד ניזק ובין אם ישב יתאו ואי. Now he raises the question. Suppose the Isle Limazik, the Gemara doesn't mention this case. The Gemara only mentions the case where the Mazik has Zibuyas and Idias, and the Zibuyas of the Mazik is not as good as the Idias of the Mazik. But the Idias of the Mazik is much, much better. So then, even Rabbi Shmuel is made that the Nizek has a schus to collect from the idiots of the Nizek, of the Mazik. The Mazik. Suppose, another case, Isle Mazik, the Gemara only mentions case where the Mazik has Idias and Zibulis, but suppose the Mazik has three kinds of quality sodis: Zibulis, and Beinis, and Idias. The Islay Limazik Idias or Beinis Zibulis, Vilishavia Zibulis the Madi Mazik, Chidias the Mazik. But the Zibulis the Mazik is not as good as Chidias the Mazik. According to Rabbi Akiva, is the Amre, the eye of the Benis. So even Rabbi Akiva, who in the case of where the Mazik has Zibuyas and Idias, and the Idias and the Zibuyas of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, so Rabbi Akiva says, the Nizek is entitled to collect from the Idias. Suppose the Mazik has Zibuyas and Beinis and Idias, and the Zibuyas of the Nizek is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, and the Beinis of the Zibuyas of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, and the Beinenes of the Mazik is even better than the Idias of the Nizek, and the Idias of the Mazik is even more and more better. So the Arishenim would say, in this case, or even according to Rabbi Akiva, he can only collect from the Beinenes. Only collect from. Again, that also has to be the Rosh Yisraelik. Umidagdeik is the Amre, the Ivory Beinenes. In other words, after all, he has no reason to complain. He's getting a good bargain. The Nizek, he's getting a field. He's collecting his $20, his $50, his $100 from a field that is much better than his best. So why should he complain? But. And what's the raya? Why doesn't the Gemara mention that example? The Gemara only mentioned the example is the Lemazik, Zibuyas and Idias. Why doesn't the Gemara mention another example? A bigger chiddush is the Lemazik, Zibuyas, Beinis and Idias. So Rabbi Akiva says that even in such a case, the Nizek can collect from the Idias. And the Mazik cannot say, I'm giving you Beinis, which is much better than your Idias. But he can insist upon Sebiyachidish. Medali can show you the Mora Beinis, Almi, Avle Beinis, Shavit Femi, and Nizek, Yovle Beinis. V'iz de Amre and the Rosh Shreda. V'iz de Amre, Afil Hoche Yovle Idias. V'divrei Nero. So, it